Well, joining me now, our pleasure to be visiting with Trey Wasserberger. And Trey, you have been way more up close and personal with these fires, both the Cottonwood and Morrill fires that continue to rage on in western Nebraska. Posted a quite the story on your Facebook page there. And for folks that haven't heard about that, maybe you can tell us about your experience since these fires started late last Thursday evening.
Yeah, we just Thursday night got a phone call from a dear friend there in south of Brady on the Brady Highway, and said he was in a jam and on the south end, and the wind was swirling pretty bad. And, you know, obviously had a really, really wet summer and a really, really dry winter, and no humidity or little to no moisture at all, and a lot of wind. And yeah, just, you know, him and his family and neighbors and fire departments from all over, Fullerton, Albion, Cambridge. I probably fought fire with 10 different, you know, firefighting crews from all over the state in the last 3 days. And yeah, it was just pretty gnarly, and thought we got it whipped. And then the next Friday, you know, we got out of there Friday night about 2 or 3 in the morning, got a phone call from our ranch manager up in Oshkosh that our friend called me and said, hey, I think you got hit really hard up there. And so I took off that way, and I got up there, and I mean, it was just the whole entire from horizon to horizon was a fire line and whipping pretty hard. It was kind of at a walking pace, and you know, water's pretty scarce up there too. And it was just unsurmountable really to get in front of it. And I mean, crews everywhere, but I heard it was 30 miles wide at one point, 80 miles long. And anyways, yeah, it burnt that whole ranch, got every acre of it. Those boys up there at the Blue Creek Ranch, Levi Roush and them, they got the cattle locked up, fortunately, and we weaned calves that day, small calf and herd. If they wouldn't have done that and just around those pens, I think it would have been, you know, a total loss. And so those boys get a lot of credit for what they did, having the courage to do that. Came back that next morning, Friday. My friend called me again, said the wind switched. Obviously, it was coming from the south then. So, I mean, it was burning back on top and started a whole nother fight. Fought that for several days, saved their home, but burned every acre of their ranch. I mean, there was aerial help and support and fire crews from all over, probably over 100 of us on that fire, and we still lost it. I mean, it's just impossible to handle. And, you know, I just talked to my crew. I sent a bulldozer down there to them today to start piling stuff up and start clearing some fence lines and stuff. And yeah, you know, it's our bull sale this fall or this Friday. And a lot of people coming into town and all across the nation. I've had calls from all over the country, even the world. I had a dear friend from Australia call me yesterday and want to know how we get along. And I mean, there's a lot of these stories where I just don't think anybody escaped it. You either know a friend or a neighbor or a nephew, or, you know, it's a very, very small community and very, very small in the region and industry. And so it's going to be pretty devastating. And talk to some elected officials over there in Lincoln, and they think the loss could be a $1 billion loss for the state. So,
Trey, it's one thing to hear about, and I'm sure you've heard stories and probably known some that have endured fires too, and the losses of cattle that go with that. To be in the midst of it, though, and to have, you know, you affected to this degree has got to be a whole new level of just something that you don't want to experience, I imagine.
Yeah, and it's like I've been on 50 fires in my life, and I just never seen anyone like it, because it was, those canyon grounds are so rough and so hard. It's not like you can get a disc out there and start disking around it and get in front of it. I mean, and the wind was switching and was unrelenting for 2 or 3 days, and the way it switched, I mean, it burned every acre inside. I mean, there was moments where sent those videos that the fire line was from horizon to horizon, and I talked to my manager up there in Oshkosh, and it was the same thing. It was just so big they couldn't get in front of it. And he told me something that really resonated with me today. He said, Trey, I saw my first sunrise this morning since Thursday because it was so smoky. It's the first time I've seen the sunrise in 4 days, 5 days. And that's just like, just tells you the massive amount of damage and hardship this thing caused. And it was not lack of help and resources. We were just spread thin. And it was really, really hard to fight. And it was a perfect storm with too much fuel and too dry and too windy. And put a hurting on it. It put a hurting on some people, that's for sure. And there's going to be a lot of humble ranchers out there that aren't going to say much about it, but I know they're hurting. I think if the community gets behind them and they're setting up some funds and stuff across the state to help these people. You know, they're very, very humble and diligent industry. They're not going to be the first ones to come in for a handout. I just been telling a lot of my customers that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be humble right now because we're all going through it.
I guess what people would want to know is what can they do? We have, a lot of people that, really feel for people like you that are going to suffer a lot of loss through this. What's the best thing that we can do if we have resources to help out?
Yeah, we've been fielding a lot of those phone calls, and I would get a hold of the Nebraska Weather and Disaster Relief Alert Team, and especially Ogallala Ag Supplies and Ogallala Livestock, owned by Jay Nordhausen, also owns the North Platte Sale Barn. They're taking in hay and fencing and livestock supplies and truckers, whatever. It's been really neat. Every fire station in the 300 mile radius of these fires is full of water and electrolytes and lip balm and sunscreen and goggles, and it's been really cool, the outpouring of that. But any of those any of those fire stations will take anything. There's also a way to, by mail to make checks to America's Lifeline Emergency Response Team, which is in Mullen, Nebraska. It's P.O. Box 316 in Mullen. They'll also take some monetary donations. And it's a 501c3 nonprofit that'll go to the right people in the right hands. So
good to know, and I know that you're still looking forward to your sale this Friday. Tell us what the details on this.
Yeah, we're going to have our annual bull sale on Friday, and it's going to be the largest event, in the region since the fires, and so we're reaching out to any kind of customers that we can do anything to help them, and we're here to help each other, and we're not going to deliver these bulls the next day to you. And it's just going to be a community event and really get behind it. We're going to sell the lot one bull and give all the proceeds to, the fund to disperse evenly. And then also I've had a lot of customers coming out, and they're going to also donate back. So, yeah, we're inviting the community out to be part of our bull sale and get together and, just start celebrating the comeback. And Rick, I got told something by the governor that brick by brick, fence post by fence post, you just got to pick yourself up and move on, it'll rain. It always does. We just never know when. So, yeah, I just want to bring everybody out for that.
Trey, thanks so much for your time. Trey Wasserberger with TD Angus, and appreciate it so much. And you got a lot of prayers headed your way. Everybody that's involved, both the firefighters and the people, obviously, in the path of the fires.
We appreciate that a lot. And I know it's a very, very committed and driven and religious community and industry. And so it means a lot. And let's celebrate the wins. Let's celebrate that those guys had the courage and audacity to ditch around those cows and get in front of it and put their own safety in life to save, over 1,000 head of cattle. That's what we need to celebrate. And there'll be a lot of these stories coming forward. So we appreciate everybody's help and concern. And we are the beef state. And we got to get behind this industry. And there's a lot of people hurt out there. So we appreciate everybody thinking of them and giving what they can.